Nothing kills a relationship more than the assumption of ill intent. Before you accuse someone of malicious intentions, ask clarifying questions or pick up the phone and have a one-on-one conversation. This situation happens to me occasionally when setting up media interviews for clients. Sometimes when the client shows up, the journalist is not prepared. And of course, the publicist is the easiest one to blame, especially if I'm not at the interview. This can often result in the client firing off an irate email or text to me, questioning why I didn't send any prep materials. The reality is, I always send prep materials for all my client interviews, and I send these materials multiple times. In this situation, my client should not assume I'm planning his or her demise, especially since I'm the one who set up the interview in the first place. A better approach would go something like this. Hi, Amy. The weirdest thing happened today. I showed up for the interview and the journalist said you didn't send any prep materials. I find this odd since you are usually always so on top of it. Do you have any idea what might have happened and how I can handle in the future? The pitch challenge today. Believe people have the best intentions as your first response, instead of automatically assuming any malice. Trust is vitally important in any relationship. If you are verbally accusing associates you work closely with, then you will potentially risk losing the people who work the hardest for your best interest.